Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to yet another episode of the Bobo and Fleck Show. My name is Bobo and I am your host and I'm with the beautiful Flex. Flex, how are you feeling today?
I am well. I woke up not feeling tired.
That's an achievement.
Which is good because sometimes I wake up feeling so drained and I'm like, what's this about? And other days I go to sleep for 2 hours and wake up because of unbearable period pain.
Oh,
and
no.
I feel so alive. And then other days I have 10 hours sleep and I feel like a truck ran over.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So there's something good happening today. Something in the air.
Oh, I love it.
How are you?
I am good. My life has finally stabilized. So I'm not in transit all the time. I'm just like, yeah, I'm like finally settled and at home and chilling, like finally. So I'm feeling chill.
Finally.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite chill. I'm feeling more relaxed than usual. And that's where I'm at. How is your store coming along?
It is coming along well. I definitely underestimated how much time it would take to do any of it.
Yeah, as we do.
As I do so well. So at the moment, the warehouse is like semi-functional. I mean, we can ship out our orders from there.
Yeah.
And it's fine, but it's just not organized. It's not efficient. Like storage is so. So we're working on it.
Yeah.
In the front of the store, which is meant to be the showroom, who knows when we'll even get to that. I want to say March, but I don't know. Like accounting's more important, right?
Yeah.
So we'll figure out our accounting and our systems and practices and our optimization before we start doing more creative stuff.
Look at businesswoman Flex. Like,
I have layers.
She does.
I'm an onion.
Do you feel like running a business under COVID is harder or easier? Or like, has it just not affected? Yeah. Does it just not affect business?
I'd say for what I'm doing, it hasn't affected it because the product that we're selling, which is like conversation card games, isn't really contingent on what's happening outside.
Facts,
so
yeah.
For instance, I know people who are in the hospitality industry who had to deal with customers front on and face on. And a big part of that job is to provide a service that is with humans close up and outside of the home.
Yeah.
Definitely impacted. But this is, if anything, more, I reckon we've reached a ton of people who didn't think they would have use for a game like this because, you know, 2019 days, we were just having a good time.
Yeah.
Partying.
Yeah.
Conversations were flowing freely because we had options.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're seeing your same 7 friends and being like, babes, let's switch it up.
Yeah.
And here I come with tools for you to switch it up.
Here she is, your fairy godmother. Wow. How does it feel to be done with COVID? I feel like Australia and
done?
New Zealand. Are y'all not done? I'm looking at people's stories in Sydney and y'all are at the beach.
Oh, I could never, but I wouldn't go to the beach anyway. I don't like sand like that.
Wait, what? Really? What kind of lizard are you? Like, please explain.
That's so hurtful because my feet are so dry in summer, so lizard really resonates. No, see, I don't mind. See, the thing is, I can't swim, but yeah. I don't mind water. Like, I like pool water. I like that I know the depth of the thing I'm about to jump into. I know that I understand like the consistency of the water and what's meant to be in there. I can see the bottom of the pool. There are just no surprises. And something about pool culture to me is very loungy. It's relaxed. It's like you can just vibe out.
Yeah.
Beaches, though, the sand, it's very messy. The salt water stings my eyes. When I don't want to go too far out because I can't swim, and when I'm in the shallow end of the beach, the shore, there's all these miscellaneous things at my feet. If it's not litter, it's seaweed, it's sand moving, little crabs. And then there's always so many people who know what they're doing at the beach that I feel like I'm constantly in somebody's way.
Oh, yeah.
And the beach to me always feels like a full day activity that you can't just go and live your life afterwards.
Yeah.
Like you're a little bit tired, you're lethargic, you're sandy, your hair feels funny. Oh, it's too much. Perhaps, and I also think beaching is a lifestyle thing that I've not yet understood, because people who enjoy the beach also understand these factors. Like, yeah, like sand is fine, but you just like wash it off. This is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't see it that way yet. So I think I need to be fully integrated into that lifestyle to really benefit from it. I'm more of like a tree person. I like trees more than the water. Yeah.
Wait, please describe, like, okay, so the other day I just started watching the Teletubbies, and I've just been watching them obsessively. I just become obsessed with things. So I've recently rediscovered the Teletubbies, and I'm realizing how brilliant they are, as well as like how much the Teletubbies is actually just communist propaganda. And I'm just realizing the reason our generation is the way we are is because of the Teletubbies. But since watching the Teletubbies, I've been like, wait, the way they live makes so much sense. Like, the Teletubbies really made some points. And I've just been like thinking about like, what is my dream like environment to exist in? I think for me, it would be Teletubby Land by the beach. Like, what is your dream reality?
You've lost it. My dream reality is definitely something with a lot of trees. It's closer to farm. It's closer to farm life than rainforest, I'd say.
Oh.
But it's like, it has to be somewhere in the middle, because true farms have a lot of like shrubbery and animals, but I want like height. I want a lot of trees to look at. I want varying levels of trees. But rainforests to me are just a bit hectic. I don't know. I think something about looking at trees and different trees in a small area or a large area, it's just very hypnotic. It's meditative. The leaves are moving, they're swaying. Like, it's such a vibe to me. But actual rainforests are very sticky, or the ones I visited, granted that was overseas in sticky areas anyway, but they're like sticky and hot, and there's so many miscellaneous bugs and frogs
because it's humid.
I'm not down for that, so I just like a lot of trees in kind of like a dry, warm-ish climate. And then I want to live in what are they called? Mexican adobo houses?
What is that? Let me Google real
Mexican
quick.
Mexican adobo house? Adobo. Maybe take out
adobo house. The Mexican. I see it.
Yeah, take out the Mexican. And the first one you see on Google image search. Adobe is the spice. Adobe houses. Look, I'm not sure how one says it, but that gorge.
Oh my, this is a vibe. This is a vibe. Okay, so you're giving us desert vibes. Mm-hmm.
But I want a few more trees than that, because I don't want, you know, like, I want earthy, clean, earthy, maximalism. I want blue skies. Yeah. I want clouds that don't necessarily equal rain. I want temperate weather that has the ability to shift between very hot and very cold, but only seasonally, not out of nowhere. I would like artificial water. I would like a pool. Or maybe a little oasis would be nice. Are they real?
Or just in the Bible?
In the Bible and Egypt movies.
Listen, we'll make them real. We will make them real.
Wow, an oasis.
Wouldn't
is
you
so
want
pretty.
To live underneath the ocean?
Are you
like, I feel
for
like that
real?
Would make a lot of sense. I would imagine just waking up and there's a shark, like just chilling outside your window. Can you imagine?
That sounds so scary. I'm not even claustrophobic, but I'm getting like claustrophobia vibes, claustrophobic vibes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the fresh air?
I just feel like SpongeBob made some points. Like, imagine you just wake up and there's a jellyfish outside. Mm. Like, there's just a starfish and it's Patrick. Wow.
That is honestly so scary. This is the thing that I think is so underrated. Maybe not underrated, but it's a small pleasure in my life. A breeze.
Yeah.
I just love a breeze. Not wind. Not enough to, like, move my clothes.
Oh, just, like, a cool breeze.
Yeah, just a breeze. Even a little bit, like, warm. I love the windows open at all times, doors open, like, windows down in the car, sitting at the top of the hill, breeze. I don't like stale air. I need movement. And living under the water sounds like stale air, no movement.
Oh, I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. That is actually true, but then you get what you just get fresh water just all the time, you know? And then you can go up for air when you feel like it.
So you want to be a mermaid?
Wait, oh my bitch, we just figured it out. My whole life, I've had no idea what to do with my life. I just realized I just want to be a mermaid. Oh my god, bitch. Let me PayPal you right now for bringing me to this realization. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, I'm glad we sorted that out for you.
Yeah, so I'm going to go about doing that, actually. Speaking of mermaids, have you been keeping up with what's going on with, like, capitalism crumbling?
No. Sorry. That's a good thing I don't do. I don't really keep up unless it's something
that's actually really healthy.
That's completely related to, like, the six tenets of my being, which is like,
oh, what are the six tenets?
Myself,
of your being,
crafts, my friends, fashion, but not the industry, just clothes I like. Self-development. I'm like, I don't really know what's happening outside my bubble. Black people. And that's it. There are a few other
Queen
things in there, but
her business.
For the majority of the time, I'm like, I'm not sure what's happening there. No, haven't heard of that. I'm not sure what's happening. Works for me, though. I used to be two across things. Didn't help.
Yeah.
But what's happening?
Yeah, does it just make you anxious?
Oh, it just made me anxious and sad. And now I'm anxious and sad for reasons that matter more to me.
That's so profound. No, so basically there's about to be a class war because the hoes on Wall Street thought they were slick. Basically, Wall Street is crumbling because some niggas on Reddit decided that they're going to join forces and bring them down because they were doing what's called shorting, which is when you just bet on businesses losing and profit off of that. And people were like, no, fuck all of you. We're going to destroy you. And now a whole bunch of hedge funds on Wall Street are losing billions of dollars. This is a very, like, vague summary, but if you're listening and you're interested, just do some quick Googles. So basically, the end result is that this huge hedge fund on Wall Street just lost like $31 billion. Like, they just declared bankruptcy. Yeah, and then people on Reddit were like, wait, if we could do this to one hedge fund, we could do this to all of them. Yeah.
That's incredible.
They're like, bitch. Yeah. So now the billionaires are crying. They are literally shaking. They're like, this is illegal. And people are like, no, it's not. Actually, we just beat you at your own game. So a bunch of, basically just a bunch of regular working class people are just like making hella money or causing billionaires to lose hella money. And it's just this transfer of power that's happening that's like shaking the world upside down. And there's new cryptocurrencies coming up because people are like, wait, money isn't even real. So like, why are we still doing this? And now there's just this frenzy happening where the rich are shaking and the poor and middle class, well, not everyone, but the people who like give a fuck are just like, yeah, let's get in on this. Let's eat the rich. And I love how 2021 is starting. I love to see it. First, it's white supremacists moving mad, trying to start a civil war. And then it's billionaires losing money. Wow, what a vibe. I can feel my skin clearing up. Like, I love it.
Your organs are healing themselves from the inside out. Something's different in the air.
Honestly, yeah, like... The earth is healing.
Again, we are the virus.
I feel like it's probably not affected Australia yet.
Oh, no, it's been on the... Things have been on the news, but, yeah, it's not for me, man. And not in the sense that the news isn't for me, but I'm just now... Honestly, I'm a fragile human being these days. Like, no longer am I unfazed, unaffected, unimpacted by people, things... Bitch, I'm an empath. No, I'm not an empath. But also, I'm kind of like, I don't want to feel...
That love.
I don't want to feel too much unless I can... What's the phrase I'm looking for? Before, I wasn't feeling much. Therefore, I could just be immersed in everything for funsies. Now I'm feeling more and I don't have the tools... to purge or to like cleanse myself of the things that impact me. I'll just start crying.
Yeah, wait, why do you feel you're feeling more? Like, what caused an increase in sensitivity?
Thinking critically in a more practical and interpersonal sense. So not just thinking critically about things and themes and concepts, like people, relationships, myself, how I impact people, my relationships, my life, my future, world ending, all that stuff. Probably meditating, probably doing my little angel cards, doing my little tarot. It's all kind of like intertwined. Who knows? Maybe it's just a seasonal thing, a lifetime thing. Maybe it's a maturity thing, but I'm soft. Like, I had a whole panic attack, my first panic attack the other day. We can't get into it. I'll cry. But I was oh my goodness, is this what people are going through? I was like, I didn't even know what feeling anxious was until like 3 months ago. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, people just go through this often? So then I was like, no, I have to bounce. It's all too much. I do all things too much. I work too much. I'm thinking too much. Now I'm feeling too much. I'm just an extremist.
No, I feel that. Do you think COVID brought this on? Like,
probably.
Or maybe you're just like experiencing, because you know how we're all interconnected anyway, and everyone is becoming increasingly anxious, increasingly depressed, just increasingly everything. Mm-hmm. Like, everything's intensified because like the veil has been lifted off of society. So like there's just so much intensity. Do you feel like you're just feeding off of everyone's yeah, like perhaps. Everyone's energy.
Because I could just live in my little vacuum, my little silo. It was like a force field. Maybe I just let it down a little bit. And I was like, let's be vulnerable. And then the world came and stomped on my force field. And I'm like, whoa, I wasn't ready to be out here with you all.
Yeah.
But since I am, let's work on some tools for managing. I don't know. Life's fucked. Mm. I'm trying to stay at home. And
no, I feel that. How are you taking care of yourself?
Universe. Lego. Been playing with Lego. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Lego, arts and crafts, lying down and sleeping a lot, talking about my feelings, writing it down.
Mm. You should just take like a month break or like a 6 month break. Maybe you're just, what do you call it again? Burnt out.
My lifestyle, babes. I'm fully on. I'm fully burnt out.
Okay, no, this is not good.
But it's like a what's the word? Like, it works for me? I don't know, whatever it is, but it's not something I can think about. Like, I don't think like I can change my whole lifestyle right now because I don't want to. So I just kind of deal with the adverse impacts. But when I will change my lifestyle, when I can access my farm, temperate weather, adobe house, I should look up the pronunciation. Yeah. Then we can think
about
it.
If you're Mexican, please let us know.
Or maybe not even Mexican. I'm not sure. Let's just do a quick Google so I don't have to think about this again. It's a building material. It's Spanish for mud brick, but in some English-speaking regions of Spanish heritage, the term is used to refer to any kind of earthen construction. And then how to pronounce adobe Spanish. Okay.
Adobe.
Adobe. Great.
There we have it.
Let's move on.
So we have some Am I the Assholes that are quite interesting. There's one that's actually quite juicy. Should I start with mine or do you want to start with yours?
Start with yours.
Okay. Let's get into this Am I the Asshole?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, actually, it's not actually an Am I the Asshole? It's just a relationship dilemma that I found on Reddit, my new favorite social media platform. So the dilemma goes, my male 31, wife, female 28, wants a divorce because I live in an entirely different reality with my first love, female 29, in my dreams. So I, male 31, have been with my wife, female 28, for 3 years. We had a short engagement, married quick, and have a perfectly ordinary existence. I love her. She loves me. We do taxes, housework, watch movies, all the normal things. No physical cheating on either side as far as I know. But here's the thing. I am a lucid dreamer, which means I can, to an extent, control my dreams, which is something I find cool as it allows me to go on adventures while I sleep. It also makes scary dreams not so bad because I can just wake myself out of them. Over the last year or so, I've been having a recurring dream about my ex, who was my first love, female 29. Truth be told, I never got over her. We were together for 5 years from 15-17 to 20-22. I have no idea what. Oh, I think he's referring to their ages.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, is this a date or an age?
Why would he call me a lie?
Can you imagine?
Okay, so ages 15 to 17 and ages 20 to 22. 17. Amen.
Yes, essentially. Okay, so we broke up after I graduated from college because she didn't want to move from New York to South Carolina with me, which is where the biggest industry for my field is. I was crushed, but I moved on and we've spoken sporadically over the years, though we've never crossed any lines. I will admit that I've kept up with her on social media a bit, but nothing stalkerish. Well, a year ago, she announced that she's getting married, and I experienced a resurgence of feelings for her.
Hold on one second, it's my doorbell.
Okay.
Whoa, that was somebody doing door-to-door fundraising. I haven't seen that since I was a kid. Like somebody going from door-to-door being like, do you want to buy chocolate for this cause?
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I don't have cash.
Wow, I didn't know people still did that.
But, you know. Okay, as you were. So,
yeah, so a year ago, she announced that she was getting married and I experienced a resurgence of feelings for her, though I never acted on them or told her. That same night, I dreamed about her for the first time in years. In the dream, she showed up at my door and asked me if I wanted to get coffee. Of course, I said yes. The dream, which was not a lucid dream, ended there. It felt so real, I couldn't shake the feeling once I woke up. It felt like we were actually reconnecting. Since then, I've dreamed about her several times a week, and I've practiced going lucid, so I've been able to control the outcome more times than not. We've lived a whole life together over the past year. Everything from dates to a trip to Paris together, which we visited while in college.
Can we pause for
a second?
We even
rewalked the same paths.
So, to clarify, he's lucid dreaming, but it's not like they're in an astral plane and she's lucid dreaming and they're connecting together. He's just dreaming about her. So it's her fictional in his dreams. And he's living out these fantasies and adventures. Okay.
Basically, so we did everything from dates to a trip to Paris, which we visited while in college. We even rewalked the same parts we did in real life. It got to the point that I was looking forward to going to sleep just to be with her. Fast forward to today, my wife tells me that she felt distant from me. And I started to feel guilty because I thought what I was doing was harmless, but obviously she's noticed a change in me. So I confessed about it all. At first, she thought I was joking, but when she realized that I'm serious, she accused me of cheating on her and told her mom and sisters, who are calling me a cheating weirdo. She even threatened to tell my ex so she'll know what a fucking loser I am. Now, I get that it's not anything a woman would want to hear, but it's not like I physically cheated. I don't want to lose my wife, but I don't think she can forgive me for this. Do we still have a chance together? That is the dilemma. Fam. This is some Black Mirror shit.
Bruh.
Can you imagine? Okay, if you were in his wife's shoes. Let's say your boyfriend came home one day and was like, listen, something's been really weighing on me and I really feel like I need to get it off my chest. I have been lucid dreaming and having sex with another woman in my dreams. Like, how would you be chill with that? Like, would you consider that cheating? Would you consider that betrayal or deceit? Would you be chill with it? Like, how would you feel?
This would be one of those moments where I'd run to the bathroom and be like, how to validate someone's feelings? Because my instinct would be like, shut up. Tell your stories elsewhere.
Why are you so African?
What are you talking about?
That is hilarious.
I'm just like,
wow.
What is happening? enjoy your dreams, babe. Like, have some respite from the real world. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it would be chill with you. Like, I'm just like,
let me worry when there's something to worry about. It's because at the moment, it seems as though he's towing the line between, what's that phrase? Wanting to have his cake and eat it too. I don't really know what that phrase, like, those words don't make sense, but we know what the phrase means, right? So in this instance, like, he's in his current relationship. It's fine. It's chill. I would assume he's enjoying himself, but obviously he's not been over his ex. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that statement. I do not.
Yeah. I also cannot relate.
I sympathize. But in this instance, he's found this ability to lucid dream. In that lucid dream, he chooses to live out and enact these holiday romances and fantasies with his ex. Yeah, I mean, I feel as though there's a level of it which I understand why his girlfriend, if for some reason she wasn't chill with it, it would be more so the implications of what's happening rather than the reality of what's happening. So the reality is he's living out a fantasy.
So, well, she
the
says
implications
that.
Are, do you not want to be together? Like, are you distant? Do you want to go find your ex-girlfriend who's now married with someone else? Like, what? Which part of this is conducive to change in the real world?
Well, it looks like the girlfriend accused him of cheating. So the girlfriend said to him, well, bitch, you've been cheating on me and you're a cheating weirdo. So it looks like the problem for the girlfriend is both that she feels betrayed because he's seeing another woman in an alternate universe, but also that, like, because you're seeing another woman and you only have 24 hours in a day, I'm now feeling distant from you.
Do you know what? Now that I think about it, anytime my boyfriend's been like, no, anytime I've been in my dream and my boyfriend's done something, so I'm like, I wake up and I'm mad. So
same. No, same.
So I can see where she's coming from. However, I also know that I, like, my default state is irrational.
Aren't we all? Isn't this all of us? This is the human condition.
This whole situation feels like such a bizarre non-issue. However, what comes to mind when I think of this scenario is the future AI and tech relationships. Like, once you can get a little Siri, a little Alexa, whose duty not only is to answer your questions, but to be a legitimate companion for you, then we can start worrying. Because a lot of what people are basing the connections off is being understood, being known, and being heard. That's really like a two-way relationship that's being built through data mining. However, this, to me, like, it's not, the dreams are so indicative of a real issue here. The fact that he's found, I don't know, I mean, I can only assume, but, like, it seems as though he's, like, disassociating from his real, quote-unquote, true existence in favor of this lucid one, lucid dream one, and is trying to delude himself to thinking that like, it's just a fun thing that he's learned, a fun skill. I can lucid dream. It's like, but look what you're lucid. Look what you're lucid dreaming to do. Are you not embarrassed? Is that not embarrassing?
Stop this,
babes. Go visit an army spaceship, something.
Oh my god. Have you watched Her, the movie? Yeah, I feel like this reminds me of that situation, except like obviously he was single. But it's like you said, this scenario in like 5 to 10 years from now will be extremely common, where like there's actually an episode of Black Mirror that I found really interesting. Yeah. Do you watch Black Mirror? Yeah, there was this episode of Black Mirror in the most recent episode, in the most recent season, where this guy is married to this girl, and this guy essentially him and his best friend buy this new virtual reality video game. And in this virtual reality video game, you can be whoever you want to be. So this guy decides to be just someone else in the video game, just some guy. And then his best friend decides to be a woman. And in this virtual reality, they fall in love.
And they being the question
then becomes like,
I get it.
Yes. And they're both, yeah. So, yeah, they're both best friends. They're both male. I think they're both straight. But in this virtual reality, they are two different, completely different people who then fall in love with their virtual selves. And yeah, the obviously the wife is upset. But then what's funny is that the wife just lets it happen. She's just like, listen, every night you can go and do your thing. Go live in your alternate reality. It is what it is. Like, I can't. That's how the episode ends. It's just like, go do your thing. But it is really interesting because also right now, all of us live in these split realities where our physical selves are not the same as our digital selves. And yeah, who you are, like the persona you've created on Instagram is very different from your actual persona. And something I've been thinking a lot about is the fact that like most people are really lonely because we spend so much of our time online. None of us, very few of us have like actual IRL friends, like physical friends, because we've replaced those with just like other personas and constructs that we meet on Instagram or on Twitter, who also aren't really real full people. And that's just like where society's going.
I'm processing.
It's so interesting.
Sorry, everyone who heard me clean my throat. Very gross. It's equal parts bizarre and a non-issue. And I'm trying, and like there's so, there's not that there's a lack of information, but there's a real lack of intention. And so that's why I don't understand how to process the information. Because it seems like the person writing isn't even aware of how much they've aired about themselves in trying to tell this, you know, random story about like, I don't know why my wife's freaking out. I just got a new hobby. So
yeah.
Who knows what else this person's failed to leave out in this really, you know, well-written and semi-detailed recount of lucid dreaming to go hang out with his ex-girlfriend. Mm. It's also one of those things where he's 30 now, right? And so I don't want to invalidate, obviously, the connection he had with this person. But when you're 15 and 17, we all had connections that lived deep in the brain, deep in the psyche, because we were children. And then also 20 to 22, a lot of feelings going around. And I don't know. I'm thinking, how good could it be? And if it was that good, would you consider rekindling in the real world? Because then he was saying, like, I didn't really even think of her until she got married. So you didn't think of her until she got married, and now you're visiting her in your dreams every night. Are you sure?
Yeah. See, listen, I think for me, if I was the wife, the reason it would be concerning for me is not because I don't think he actually loves this woman. Because like you said, you haven't thought about her until she announces that she's getting married. And now suddenly you're fantasizing about her. The problem for me is that he's infatuated with someone. And like, that's a bit concerning that at your big, big age of 31 years old, you're still having, I think it's completely normal to be in relationships and have crushes on other people. But like obsessions and infatuations, I feel like are indicative of a larger problem, of like a larger psychological issue that's not being addressed, that probably has nothing to do with his wife. But I feel like he has deeper problems that he's not addressing, because why does he suddenly have an infatuation with a past? It also just feels like maybe he's suicidal, but that yearning to exist in a realm that is like imaginary feels, it just like really reminds me of like a desire to die that he doesn't want to address. Like there's like, he suppressed his depression. I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking it, but it just seems to me like he has so much unresolved trauma and so much repressed like problems that he's not addressing. And that to me is like, this is concerning.
So is it cheating in your, from your perspective?
Ooh, that's the question. Is it cheating?
Because part of me doesn't want to limit what cheating is to purely physical, because that's incorrect. But I don't think as a society, we've been ready to address that cheating really does exist on a spectrum. Because when you start to, to identify smaller things than sex as cheating, it can feel like you're invalidating the big thing. So if you start to recognize your partner paying for OnlyFans and not disclosing it as cheating, because that might be to some people, then that invalidates someone who's actually going out of their way to premeditate and like establish a relationship and have an affair, because that's far more intentional, whatever it is. I definitely think there's a spectrum, and I don't think the wife is, I think she's within her right to feel as though it is cheating, because so much of this is intentional. He's fully building his life. He's building skills and a reality around
a reality
dating his ex-girlfriend who probably hasn't spoken to him in 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, legit. Who has probably forgotten about him at this point? Like, okay, I think to answer your question, is it cheating? I think for me personally, cheating is defined by lie. Like, cheating fundamentally is just lying. Because for me personally, I don't really care what my partner does with other people, or like if he's fantasizing with other people. I care about whether or not he's doing it behind my back and lying to me about it. But that's because for me, I've made it very clear, and I tend to make it clear in all my romantic relationships, that like, I don't care what you do with other people. I just like want to be in the know. Like, don't pretend you're doing one thing, but then you're actually not. Or don't pretend you're monogamous when actually you're not. So for me, it feels like lying by omission, which is shady, but maybe... But here's another thing about cheating. I feel like, okay, this is going to be a really unpopular opinion. I feel like a lot of people cheat because they don't have space in their relationships to be open and honest. Like, their relationships already just aren't built on a foundation of transparency and honesty. So there's no space to even be like, hey, I'm starting to develop feelings for someone else. And if you don't have the space to have those conversations, then most people end up cheating, which isn't justifiable, but it is causality. So it could be the case that they have a relationship where there is no space for open communication and transparency. And because there's no space for that, he doesn't feel safe disclosing that he has another lover in an alternate reality. Because I also feel like if my boyfriend was seeing someone in his dreams, I just feel like he would tell me, because he knows that it's just not that deep. If you don't know that you can tell your partner about yourself honestly, then you tend to not do that. So on one hand, it's a societal problem and then an individual problem. But yeah, that's my very long-winded answer for that. Is it cheating for you?
Not for me, but generally, I will say, for the sake of the wife, she can claim it. It is.
Yeah.
So,
fully.
What are my words? Jog my memory, please. What is this thing? Why is it taking so long for thoughts to form in my brain and words to come through? Oh my gosh, you know what it was? Maybe, but remember that meme I sent to you the other day, maybe a month ago now, when like it was like Gemini's reacting to Aries, and it's like Aries think, what was it?
Oh yes. Wait, I remember. I vaguely remember it. I'm actually about
to.
No,
I said it to you on
Instagram.
Let me go
through my text.
This feels like one of those moments. Okay. 13th December. I have to go through the archives to find this one because the story's gone, but it's worth it.
Yeah. I know I also posted it on my story.
It's in moments like these where I'm like, why do you post 1,000 things a day? Can't find anything.
No, literally. That's when you realize.
Like, why is it gone?
Why does Instagram?
Anyway, it was something like Aries talking and thinking that they sound smart, and then in reality, they're not thinking at all. What day did I send it to you on? Because now I want to find it.
No. No, it was literally.
Anyway,
like a
we're
month
over
ago.
It. The point is, I think thoughts take so long to come from my brain to my mouth because usually I'm not thinking when I speak. So when I try think, I'm like, okay, hold on. Why is it taking so long for the thought to get to my mouth? This is taking too long. Get out.
Yeah. I love that you can speak so effortlessly. My Gemini
it's
brain cannot
like
relate.
But also, I like it. My thoughts just ooze in yeah. my head. That's a better feeling for me. So many thoughts going at once. I'm like, this is fantastic because I can't
yeah,
replicate
yeah.
how my mind thinks using my words because I can only say a few words per second. Mm. And I have 16 thoughts up here as we speak. Anyway, as we were. Mm. So poor woman, maybe even poor man in this instance. It's a very odd situation. And I don't really think there's a resolution that's going to help either of them. If yeah. he wanted to stop lucid dreaming about his ex, he would. If he felt, probably if he felt like he could actually date her again, he would. And I think, you know, he's, something about the complacency of a relationship probably gave him the audacity to do this. He's kind of like, I have my wife. Why can't I lucid dream about my ex-girlfriend? You know?
Not the audacity. Yeah, like... I don't know. It's such a bizarre... He actually came back with a follow-up. Let me read the follow-up. Yeah, so you came back and said, okay, 2 days ago, I posted about the fallout that occurred after I admitted to my wife that I've been lucid dreaming about my ex and first love over the past year. After a major blow-up where my wife called me every name in the book and got her family involved, which I understand completely, so please don't take this wrong, my wife left. I didn't know her whereabouts for over 24 hours. Early this morning, about 3 a.m., she came home and told me she wanted to file for divorce. She didn't want to have to compete with a phantom and deserve better than a shitbag like me. But she doesn't want to move out or start the process because we're in the middle of a global pandemic and she doesn't want to live on one income. We make roughly the same amount of money, me $90,000 a year after taxes and her $85,000. I tried to apologize to her for all the hurt I caused, for making her feel like she wasn't enough, to assure her that I do love her, even though I still love my ex, and explain to her that I've never physically cheated or had any inappropriate conversations with my ex. But she won't budge. She doesn't want me anymore. I can't blame her. I was selfish and I shouldn't have carried on what I now accept to be a one-sided emotional affair. So I agreed to stay together for financial purposes for 2 years or until the pandemic is over, whichever comes first. But she's kicked me out of our bedroom and basically claimed the second floor for herself. There's so much tension in the house right now, so I left as soon as the sun came up and went to a coffee shop to do some work. While there, I received a message on Instagram from my ex that my ex-wife sent her a long message from her own account telling her about everything that I told her. I froze because I hadn't spoken to her in a long time, but she saw that I had read the message and followed up an hour later, telling me she needed to know the truth. So again, I confessed, expecting to be berated and called a loser because I had nothing to lose. But she didn't think that my dreams about her were weird or creepy. She thought it was very sweet and that I still loved her, especially with her knowing that I'd never tried to have inappropriate conversations or force my way into my life. I'm aware that her not condoning my actions don't make them right or take away from the hurt that I caused my wife, but knowing that she didn't think negatively of me made me feel better. We messaged back and forth for a couple of hours, talking about our relationship and how it ended and the choices we made. In that, I learned that she and her fiance called off their engagement a few months ago. I also told her my wife was going to divorce me because of the revelation. I'm home now, and I can't help but wonder if this is the universe's way of putting my ex and I back onto the path of reconciliation. Hate me if you want, but I made a mistake, and I hurt my wife, and my marriage is over. But knowing that the person... I know. Knowing that the person I ruined my marriage over doesn't think I'm the scum of the earth is worth its weight in gold. I don't know what'll happen, but I can't imagine a friendship with my ex won't blossom from this, at the very least. I know this won't make my wife happy since she contacted my ex to further shame me, but I may just not tell her. We are, after all, divorcing. I hope the next few months and years can result in healing for both my wife and myself, and that we'll live happy, fulfilled lives. I'm off him.
Something about that whole update just rubbed me the wrong way. Shut up. I hope this can result in healing.
He's... It feels, you know, very, like, fake just spiritual. Just say, like, you're stoked. Like you're it feels, like, performative. That, like,
this is the best outcome for you.
Yeah.
And you're probably, like, now you're, like, you're lucky you can transition your lucid dreaming into reality. He's so lucky that she's flattered. I hope we can now.
I find that really creepy. Like, why would you be flattered by that? I'm just trying to
picture if my ex hit me up and said, I've been lucid dreaming about you. Shut up. Don't make me block you.
My ex actually did hit me up, I think, like, beginning of COVID, and was like, oh my god, I had a dream about you and I thought this was a sign. I was like, nigga, I'm in a whole relationship. There's no the universe, bitch. Don't you know I believe in randomness and absurdism? There's no fate. We were not destined to be together. Move on.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Men have so much audacity. I cannot believe it.
You should have left it. Mm-mm. But part of me is like, imagine if they do get back together.
I think they'll be like a cute little toxic couple together.
If the only reason why they broke up was distance, her not wanting to move to North Carolina. Maybe she'll change her mind in adulthood.
Maybe. Interesting. Well, there we have it, y'all. That is the cheating dilemma. Before we wrap up, what would you say is your definition of cheating? I would say...
Right now, it's less about the act and more about what is agreed or not agreed on. Because, like, I can be a very lenient bitch, especially because I just, in the nicest way possible, I don't care. Like, I'm not jealous. And I feel like what frustrates me with cheating especially is that people create a standard of monogamy and then want to go and not do monogamy.
That's it. Listen, so don't get me started. You,
please let me know, and so I can adjust my expectations accordingly. And I'm the type of bitch, I can be real toxic with it. If you set a standard, directly, indirectly, you've done something twice, it's a standard. So if you don't keep it up, I'm on your back like a hawk. So to me, like, because I'm like not a high sex drive bitch. In my adulthood, I'm like, look, sex for me is entertainment. And I want to be entertained by different things at different times. So if you want to go have sex with people, then let's create a system or a dynamic where that can happen. But don't go do your random, it's a night out and I met someone. Nope.
Bring your chest.
Their CV, please. Let me see what's popping through here. And we can have a conversation about it. Okay. But don't set standards and then decide, you know, last minute you feel a connection. Feel a connection after it's been disclosed. And then we can...
Yeah. No, I agree with that entirely. For me, it's just like lying. Like, because similarly to you, I'm a pretty lenient bitch. Like, I don't even expect monogamy. So like, I hate when people pretend to be monogamous and then they're not. Like, why the fuck did you lie when I gave you every opportunity not to? How? It's a no for me.
Lying's a big one. And all forms of lying. Lying, deceit, omission, secret keeping, leaving out details that you feel are insignificant. All of it, to me, goes under the umbrella of lying. And it's all as bad as the other. Don't tell me you're not hungry when you're hungry. It's about to be World Literally. War III. Don't tell me you're fine when you're not fine. Don't say you don't mind when you mind. Look at me getting mad.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, there we have it, y'all. Thank you for listening. Let us know your thoughts. Let's continue this discussion on Instagram, on Twitter, on all the platforms. Follow us at Bobo and Flex, and let's keep the conversation going. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.